Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Lefteridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Lefteridge.
Hey, 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 family, it is an unstoppable day, and welcome to the Valentine's Day edition of the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Lefteridge. I'm your host, Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Lefteridge, and I thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio and for watching via simulcast on Facebook Live and Periscope Live on this wonderful Tuesday evening, the second Tuesday in February. And it is the very special day, this day that we specially set aside to honor love. And what a better way of doing that than to say Happy Valentine's Day to you, you, and especially you. And before we jump into the show too much, which is going to be a fabulous show, I want you to go ahead, as always, and get your favorite libation, get your favorite pen, pencil, and note-taking device so that you, too, can be a part of the show tonight. We've got a wonderful guest that's going to be talking about love and worth. Yes, indeed. And she's going to let you know that you are more than enough, and you have everything possible to make it and to express love your own special way. But, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't start this evening off by saying Happy Valentine's Day to the love of my life, and that is my lovely wife, Sharon Johnson Lefteridge. No, she's not going to be on the show this evening, but if you guys watched it last week, you know it was a phenomenal show. She had you cracking up with her breath of life and her realness, and we just thank her so much. If you are watching on Facebook Live right now, you can see us throughout the years from our very first date back in 1999 to where we are here in 2017. So I want to just say personally to the millions of people that have been watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge, I want to say Happy Valentine's Day, baby. This one's for you. And I got a special treat for you guys who are listening on Blog Talk Radio and who are watching on Facebook Live and the simulcast. We're just going to take a couple of minutes. And this song is for you. I'm going to even get out of the way.
What you done? If it's violin she wants, let him play. Let it game. A favorite song. Who wants those?
You gotta find 99 and a half.
Yes, 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 indeed. Find 100 ways. That is out to you guys in the Blog Talk Radio land, as well as Facebook Live and Periscope. Happy Valentine's Day to you, as we, from myself, as well as everybody else here at the Unstoppable Story Show. So we've got a great show for you guys tonight. We are again talking about love and worth. So definitely get your pen, get your pencil, get your paper, get your favorite recording device, as well as your favorite libation. I got my Riesling here celebrating on the Lover's Night. Glad you're spending some time with us. Shout out to Brenda Tucker Jeffrey. Shout out to Tavia Free Spirit. Shout out to Glenn Cunningham. Hey, right back to you. Shout out to Tennille Jackson. Happy Valentine's Day. Love to see all the ladies in the house ready to talk about love and worth. Now, as you know, there's probably a lot of couples that are celebrating Valentine's Day, and it's all about love. But for many people, this day can be a very sad, very depressing day because they may not have love in their life. And more importantly, they may not feel that they are worthy of love on a day like today. And it's a sad state of affairs to actually have to say that, but it's a reality for many people. Many people have dealt with hurt in their lives. Many people are dealing with guilt in their lives right now. Many people can't get over the pain of past hurts, so they can't open themselves up to new love. And maybe because of their own perception of what they did or did not do in their past, they feel like they are unworthy of love. Well, our special guest tonight knows a little bit about love and worth. Her name is Tracy Ward, and she is known as the Women's Empowerment Expert Coach from Topeka, Kansas. And it is her goal, it is her desire, it is her purpose and her mission to help women and young girls discover their priorities in life and how to structure their lives around these priorities. She is the co-author of the motivational, inspirational book, Live Your Best Life. And if you are watching on Facebook Live and on Periscope, you can see that book right now. She co-authored that book with some other phenomenal people, some other phenomenal Black Belt speakers, for which I am proud to say I am a member of. But wait, there's more. She's got an upcoming book called, let me let you see that, I Am Enough. And so are you. And the glare might be a little harsh here on the TV screen. I'm going to try to raise it up. But it, trust me, it's a beautiful looking book. It's called I Am Enough. And so are you. 7 principles to breakthroughs. So, I'm sorry. 7 principles to break through life after lies, hurt, guilt, and shame. So she's going to be hanging out with us for this hour of the Unstoppable Story Show, sharing her story with you and then giving you some of those basic principles on how you can break through to live the life without any sense of guilt, without any sense of hurt, without any sense of lies or shame. So without further ado, let's welcome into the show our guest for the evening. Her name is Tracy Ward, the Women Empowerment Expert Coach. Tracy, are you on the call?
I am, Coach Terrence. How are you this evening?
Hey, you know I am unstoppable. That's what the tagline says, right?
Indeed you are, and I am enough. So together, we're a force to be reckoned with today. So you know, I want to say thank you.
And thank you so much. Together, we are more than enough, and we can't help but be unstoppable. So I love that you wrote this great book and that you are doing what you're doing in the industry. But for the people who may not know of Tracy Ward, and they will after tonight, go ahead and tell them a little bit about Tracy Ward.
Well, as you said at the top of the hour that I am known as the Women's Empowerment Expert. I hail from Topeka, Kansas, where I currently reside. I have a few hats that I wear. I am an EEO officer for the Kansas Department of Transportation, as well as a two-time author and a coach. I coach women who have had brokenness in their life, who have had some setbacks and some things that have gone, you know, maybe awry in their younger life. I also coach young girls because what I know is little girls grow to be hurt big girls if they don't get the help that they need. And so I help them see a greater vision of themselves and then kind of structure their life around that vision that they have and those goals so that they can be and do some of the things that they never imagined possible. So that's what I do. Did I lose you? Mic check. I am not sure if Coach Terrence is still there. It looks as though I'm still connected. Can you hear me? Well, I'm going to say you can hear me since I believe I heard unmute. But here's what I want you to know tonight. As we experience these technical difficulties, isn't that life? Isn't life full of just technical difficulties? And so as we work to correct this, it's kind of what I want to talk about tonight. As we talk about self-worth and just giving you just a little bit more about myself, you know, that was one of my issues. I didn't understand my self-worth. I didn't know how to love me. I, in fact, found myself at a very young age just kind of looking for love in all the wrong places. And as a result of that, I'm going to kind of go move through here. As a result of that, I found myself with child at 17 years of age, and I birthed a child at 18 years old. And how many of you out there know that if you don't get the lesson, you'll repeat it? And so I had not one, but I had two children at the age of 21, at the tender age of 21. I had two children. And let me tell you, as we talk about our self-worth and figuring out what it is, I imagine there's some goals and some dreams and some things that you all that may be listening want to accomplish. And sometimes you'll be put in a position where you're not really sure what to do, and there may be some things, let's just call them uncertainties, because we can, as we go through life, you know, some things may attach themselves to us: self-doubt, fear, pity, negative self-talk. And I'm sure there's some things that your listeners would want to do. Let's just say in 2017, if you're listening, I'd like you to write down a goal that you have. As I go through talking about knowing your worth, you know, at some point, there's some dreams and goals and some things that you aspire to do. And let me tell you, adversity will come. And so as I went through this second pregnancy, let me tell you that. I'm going to pause right here, and before I get into that, I'm going to pause and see if we can't get Coach Terrence back on the line. Can you hear me? Coach Terrence, are you there? I'm not hearing him, and I don't know if the listeners are hearing him. So let me just go on and flow. I'm a black belt speaker. That's one thing that we are accustomed to doing, is flowing. So as I was talking to you about my setback, because I didn't understand my self-worth, and I didn't understand that, as Mandy Hale says, that happiness is an inside job. So I was looking for things outside of myself, and I found myself in this place, found myself with child, and if you will imagine with me, 21 years old, and about five doctors walk into my room and say, a child, right? Well, we've got some bad news for you. Now, I'm already petrified. And this doctor says to me, you know, your child had a stroke, and your child may never walk, he may never talk. In fact, we think that that is the case, that he will never walk or talk. He's going to be a vegetable, but if you sign on this dotted line right here, we can make this all go away. And you can go home to your four-year-old, and life will be just fine. And I remember thinking at that moment, you. Hello there.
Hey, hey, can you hear me okay?
I can't hear you okay.
All right, we're trying to do this the old school way, unmute some things. So hold on just 1 second. All right, so we're going to have to put you on speakerphone so that they can hear you on Facebook Live as well, and then cut down the feedback in the background, and hopefully we can do it that way. But you can hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay, so keep talking, Tracy.
So as I was saying, that they wanted me to just sign on the dotted line and make everything go away. That would have been the easy road. And sometimes in life, as you look at those goals and those things that you desire to do in life, sometimes you're going to be handed a way out. But for me, at that moment, I decided. I was afraid, but I knew that I had to act even in the midst of adversity, that I had to act, even in the midst of uncertainty. I had no idea what I was signing up for, but what I knew was if my child was going to be a special needs child, then he was going to have a special mom, and that was me. And sometimes there are going to be things that you have that only you can do. I knew that I was the only person that could handle that job, that I was the one that was chosen. And there's going to be things in your life as you're out there listening, and there's some goals and some aspirations and some dreams that you have. In fact, I want you to think back at a time when you knew there was something that was literally up to you. You knew that you were the only person that either had the answer or could get the job done, or could carry out that mission. You knew you were chosen. And so as I looked that doctor in the face and I said, no, I'm going to take my baby home, I had no idea the road ahead of me. But what I knew was I was chosen. Can you hear me, Doctor? Coach Terry?
Yeah, we can hear you pretty well. We are listening to Tracy Ward. Tracy Ward is the Women's Empowerment Expert Coach, and she's joining us on this Valentine's Day edition of the Unstoppable Story Show. You know, unstoppable always means that you're not going to be stopped. But the only way you know that you cannot be stopped is for people to put things in your way, put obstacles in your way to stop you. And just like that, technical difficulties come into the Unstoppable Story Show. But we're going to keep it moving anyway, because this lady here has got this unstoppable story, and she just started sharing it with you on how she decided that despite what the doctors were saying, despite what the facts may have looked like, she was going to still take her child home. She was going to be the mother of the child that she gave birth to, and she's doing amazing things as a result of that. And that's just some pure love that you had going on there. Would you say that?
Oh, absolutely. Love beyond what my own understanding, Coach Terrence.
Wow.
Literally, love beyond my own understanding. Yes.
And, you know, he says that when he gives you a vision, he gives you a provision. And sometimes we look at that vision and we don't recognize, you know, how are we going to make this happen? And in your case, how are you going to take care of the child who, you know, doctors are pretty much telling you to give up on, telling you that the diagnosis is bleak? How did you hold on to your faith and hold on to that love and knew that you were worthy, as well as your child was worthy, to have its mother take care of him? How did you hold on to that faith?
You know, there was something that was just placed on the inside, and I believe that every one of us possess it. The will to persevere, the will to move beyond for the call, the greater call. And as I believe that every one of us has a dream, as I said, or an assignment, or a goal, that there's just something that is propelling you. And oftentimes, you know, I've talked about, you know, in my coaching time, there was a time when I really was doing what I was doing out of pain. I was allowing pain to push me. But as I grew into the woman that I am and I understood that I was enough, you know, it's something else. Destiny pulls me now. But back then, you know, I wasn't the woman that I am now, but there was something that I know. At 21 years old, God had placed on the inside. And, you know, those doctors were angry. They said, "What do you mean? You're only 21. You don't know how to take care of a special needs child. You're barely taking care of yourself. You're barely making ends meet. How? You don't even have the resources to do this." But there was something on the inside of me that stood up. And I believe that it was that courage, that God-given faith and courage. You know, courage doesn't mean that you're afraid. It doesn't mean that you're not afraid. It means that you do it anyway. And so that was that inner courage. Yes. Yes, that kept me going.
Wow, I love it. You know, that's a tweetable one. So, guys, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, or if you are following us on Facebook and Periscope, you got to go back and you got to tweet that out. Courage doesn't mean – say it one more time. It was just so fabulous.
Yes, courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid. It just means that you keep going.
Keep going, keep doing it anyway. One of my friends here in Chicago, Reverend Aretha Tatum, she actually put together a shirt called Courage Over Fear. Courage Over Fear, and it speaks to that very same thing. You know, you've got to have that courage that says that you want to do it more than you're afraid to do it. And if you've got that type of courage, then you can move mountains and you can make great things happen. So, you know what, we're gonna fast forward, because these technical difficulties have taken us away from most of what we wanted to talk about. But you have not only been a great mother, you have now expanded to being a great mentor, a great coach, and a author. So after we take a couple of commercial breaks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about those multi-books that you have written, and talk about your coaching practice and how you are helping young women and young girls all over the world know that they are not only worthy, but they are enough. So can you hang out with us for a little while longer?
I'm hanging. I'm with you.
All right. We are not going to let these technical difficulties stop us. If you're watching out in Facebook land, just throw me some likes, throw me some hearts. Let me know that you can hear this broadcast anyway. Same way in Periscope. We've got Billy Miller. Billy Miller says, "Amen. Courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid. It means you do it anyway." Tavia Free Spirit is saying, "Courage over fear." Hashtag keep going. We're getting hearts out in Periscope land. Mark from Texas, a loyal follower of the Unstoppable Story Show. Thank you, Mark, for being on the show. I did see your comment about wanting to have some guests on the show later on, so definitely we're going to have to connect with each other. But you guys, you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge as part of our Unstoppable Love series this month. Last week we talked about love and marriage. This week we're talking about love and work. Make sure you tune in with us next week where we talk to another great speaker, Maria Bega, talking about self-love. And then we're going to, with my phenomenal coach, Tracy's phenomenal coach, the lead man, the head man in charge of the Black Belt Speakers, Dr. Reuben West, is going to be talking to us about love and purpose. But we're going to take a pause for the calls, come back after the commercials. You're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show, sponsored this month by Bling 10 Personal Assistants. Bling 10, brides leaving it in good hands, or bosses leaving it in good hands. We'll be back in just 1 minute. The Unstoppable Story Show is sponsored by Bling 10, Brides Leaving It in Good Hands, where we offer exceptional personal assistance to brides. Can't find a dress? Need help running errands? Got a checklist that is overflowing or no checklist at all? Allow Bling 10 to tie up those last-minute loose ends. Call Tavia Jordan today at 708-654-0661 and know that help is on the way. At Bling 10, we focus on you not being bothered so that you can just be beautiful. Let us take the stress, brides, out of the most important day of your life. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Shout out to Tavia Free Spirit, owner and proprietor of Bling 10, Brides Leaving It in Good Hands, or Bosses Leaving It in Good Hands. She's up there for your special day if you are a bride, or your special event if you are a boss. She likes to say, brides, don't be bothered. Bosses, don't be bothered. Just be beautiful and go get that business. I had the opportunity to hang out with the lovely Tavia Jordan. You can see her on the screen. This past weekend, she put on a wonderful event with Lisa Adams, the I Love You Breakfast that was here in Chicago this past weekend. And Bling 10 Personal Assistance was all up in the house that weekend, doing a great job from the table settings all the way to the personal assistant that she gave the host of the event, as well as yours truly. And I wasn't even a part of the event. And that's why Tavia Free Spirit is now the personal assistant, Unstoppable Story Show, and Unstoppable Coaching. So welcome aboard. We're going to be doing great things together. And, again, if you want to have a personal assistant that's going to help you deal with the minor details so that you can just go about the business and go be beautiful, then you want to reach out to Bling 10 Personal Assistants. You can reach out to them at 708-654-0661, 708-654-0661. All right, so we are back with the Unstoppable Story Show for Valentine's Day. Thank you guys for spending some time with me. I know you could be anywhere else. You could be out with your boo. You could be looking for that future boo. You could be doing anything on this Valentine's Day evening. So thank you for spending time with us. Shout out to Freddie McWright. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your lovely wife. And I'm glad that you're spending some time with us. We're talking to the Women's Empowerment Expert Coach, Tracy Ward. Tracy, are you still with us?
I am still with you.
All right. So on Facebook, they can see that your first book, you co-authored the book, Live Your Best Life. Tell them a little bit about that book.
Yes. This book was our very first series in the Live Your Best Life series. It's called Live Your Best Life Stories of Triumph. And in this book, I co-authored it with nine other fine co-authors. They hail from Maryland and Kansas and Charlotte, North Carolina, and Ohio, and Flint. I tell you, it's just an incredible group of people. And Dr. West had a vision to put together a series of stories, and not just any story. Stories where there were obstacles. There were people that were willing to write real-life issues down and talk about the struggles and how life just got rough. But then at the end of every single chapter, we tell you how we got over, tell you how we triumphed over adversity. And so I love this book. It's going to, you know, I cherish it because it was the very first time that I got a chance to really put my story on paper and see it come to life and to go places and someone say to you, hey, you're the I Am Enough lady. What a blessing for somebody to say, I read that chapter and it helped me get through. So
yes,
this is a phenomenal, phenomenal book. I encourage any and everyone. It's out on Amazon as well. It's on my website as well. But I tell you, I encourage you to get it. If you're looking for some true stories of triumph for people, I mean, Robin Shirell and Demetra Moore, Justin Laurel, they all have these incredible stories in there. And I'm just so very proud of that piece.
And so they can not only get the book, they can also get the audio CD. Is that correct?
That is correct. And if they want to reach out to me to get that audio CD, the audio that we did that accompanies this book is some of the authors collaborated, and we put together quotes and stories to live by. So that's
wow.
What that audio is that accompanies this book. Some of the authors got together and just got some of their favorite quotes together. Dr. West kind of did an interview with us, and it was incredible. We went in the studio impromptu and did that audio. Yes, and it was phenomenal. I encourage you to get that as well.
Wow, sounds like the power of collaboration in full effect. So you can get the
yes.
book and get inspired, and then if you need a little bit more inspiration when you're in your car, when you're driving to work, or when you're driving to your purpose, when you're driving to your destiny, you can pop that in your CD or in your MP3, and you can get that daily burst of motivation from the Live Your Best Life series. But that's not it.
Yes.
You're now going to be you're a second author too with your own book, the I Am Enough and So Are You book, the 7 principles
yes.
to break through life after lies, hurt, guilt, and shame. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, you know, that book derived from my breakthrough. That's one of the reasons I had to use that book. I had a breakthrough, an awakening, if you will, as I went through a series of coaching myself. You know, I think it's Oliver Wendell Holmes that says, once a man or woman's mind has been expanded by an idea, concept, or an experience, it can never be satisfied going back to the way it was. And for me, when I went through a transformation, Terrence, my mind, I had a mental shift. I changed my complete mindset, the way I saw things. And I realized that there were women just like me who had struggled with the concept of being enough, who had either believed some lies or, listen to this, Terrence, told themselves some lies, and they believed them. And were broken as a result of some of these things. So I knew that once I was free, and you know how they say, I think it's, I've heard Dr. West say it many times, if you had the cure for cancer, who would you tell? Who would you tell, Coach Terrence?
Right. You know, everybody.
You tell everybody. So the moment I became free and I understood that it was my job to free other women, to reach back and be transparent and pull somebody else along the way. And so that's why I went ahead and did the book. I told my truth, some truths that I discovered that had me in bondage, unforgiveness, you know, negative chatter, turning down our power, all these things that we do. And they keep us from living, as Dr. West says, our best life. And so I had to put it in ink. I had to get it down on paper. So I had to do it.
I love it. So you're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show, the Love Edition. We're talking about love and worth this evening with our special guest, the women's empowerment expert, Tracy Ward. And she's got this new book called I Am Enough, Seven Principles of Life Dealing with, and I keep getting it wrong, so I'm just going to read it. Seven Principles to Break Through Life After Lies, Hurt, Guilt, and Shame. Give the book its proper due. I apologize for messing it up. But you've got seven principles in there. And while we ain't going to give them all away because we want them to go get the book, I want you to touch upon in this last 20 minutes, just touch about maybe three of the principles that you feel is important for our audience to know, knowing that they are enough and they are worthy of love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I always like to begin when I start talking about self-love and self-worth that one of the first things that's so, so very important is you watching what you say to yourself. That's the first principle in my book. And, you know, I go through, and I think I referenced Dr. Chad Homesteader's book, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. You know, it's so important that we really, really, really make a conscious effort to not kill our own spirit. You know, there's enough dream killers out there.
Yes,
we don't
indeed.
Have to sign up for that role ourselves. And so as you begin to practice, if you haven't been practicing self-love and self-worth, it all begins in the mind of what you think about yourself. One of the quotes that I have in the book is I talk about the most important opinion that you have is the one that you have of yourself. And it's not it's the most significant things that you will ever say are the things that you say to yourself. And you have to learn how to love yourself and speak to yourself in a loving way. And so that's the first, yes. So I love to talk about, you know, that principle. And one of the other principles that I talk about and I think would be so befitting for today, you know, I think it's principle five in my book that I talk about embracing the gift of letting go. You're worthy of being forgiven. You're worthy of forgiveness. You're worthy.
Wow.
And find, yes, that we have to do it. And I mean whether you got a boo or you boo less to learn how to forgive. You've got to be able to cultivate relationships, whether it's the relationship with your sibling, that estranged relationship that you've walked through for years saying that you never forgive that person. Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you.
Exactly.
And it's the best gift you can actually. Go ahead.
Let me jump in. I was just going to say that very same thing. You know, both of us in our coaching practices, we probably say that a million times, that forgiveness is not for the person that you're forgiving. Forgiveness is for you because that person may not even know that you have felt hurt by them. That person may not even care that you have wronged you. And for you to wait on them to get it, it's just going to continue to keep you walking in that same hurt, that same regret, that same pain, that same anger, and the other person doesn't even have a clue. But when you learn to forgive that person, whether or not they accept it or not, then you've done what you need to do, and then they can go by Felicia if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You have cleared
yourself.
You have opened the door for you to receive love from someplace else. Danielle Hopkins Coffey, she's saying, yes, let them go. The gift of goodbye. Thank you, Danielle, for putting it out there. Deanna Williams says, yes, we have to speak life within ourselves. It's so powerful. You are really touching nerves here tonight, Tracy. So keep on going. Keep sharing these nuggets.
Well, you know, the one thing that I want to also touch on, even with forgiveness, and as we often deal with the other people what about the lies we tell ourselves? And we get entangled in. We get entangled with these stories, you know, and a lot of times we hold on to forgiveness, watch this, because we want to remain the victim. I've heard Dr. Lett say that many times, you know, you're either the victim or the victor, and sometimes we remain in that state of telling those lies and believing those lies and constantly playing them over and over again because we know to forgive is going to require something of us.
Yes, but you know, it's going to require some action.
Yes, it's going to require some action. And I've heard it said so many times that our greatness lies not in being able to remake the world, but being able to remake ourselves.
Yes, I love it. And, you know, another thing that goes right along, and if you want to change the way you look at your situation, you've got to know. If you want to change your situation, you've got to change the way you look at your situation. And many times we don't want to change ourselves. We don't want to see what's on the outside, or we can't see the outside. You know, someone said that you can't see the picture because you're part of the frame. You don't want to step outside of that frame because that requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and see things in a different perspective, from a different light, from a different way that may be a little bit uncomfortable, that may be a little bit, you know, worrisome, that may just maybe make you have to, like you said earlier, change your mind and shift the way you think, not only about your situation, but about yourself.
Absolutely. And it may be, require some work, but there is no substitute for hard work. You got to go through the fire. And even with my coaching experience, as I rediscovered who I was and I began to love on Tracy, I began to realize that this person that I get up with every day, there's some things I like about her. There's some things that I really, we have a great time together. And then guess what? There was some ugly, okay? And I had to work it out because when those things came to light, I had to do something because guess what? I loved her too much to let her stay in that state. You got to love yourself enough to get up out of whatever it is that's got you stuck. And I'm telling you, your listeners, if you're out there listening, and it may be just you, I challenge you to find out who you are. If you don't know, find out who you are. Find out what you like. Find out the things you don't like. Find out the things that move you. Because before anybody else can love you, you've got to love yourself. Before you're worthy of anybody's love, love you.
I love it. I love it. That is Tracy Ward, the women's empowerment expert, hanging out with us on the Unstoppable Story Show, a part of our Love Month series. And, you know, this show was really dedicated not so much to the people, the couples, or even though, you know, Valentine's Day is synonymous with couples showing love for each other, but somebody posted on Facebook today that, you know what, on this day, I am so proud to know this very special woman, this phenomenal woman, this woman that has been with me through all of my life, the good times and the bad. And today I want to say a special Valentine's Day to that woman. And then she ended it by saying, that woman is me. And so phenomenal. Give yourself some flowers.
Yes.
Give yourself some hearts. If you're watching in Facebook land, Facebook Live and on Periscope, give yourself some hearts. Because self-love is the best love. And before you can love anybody else, love on anybody else, you've got to be able to have that love for yourself on the inside.
Yes.
And Tracy talks about in her book how if you get rid of the lies, if you get rid of the hurt, if you get rid of the guilt, and if you get rid of the shame, then you open yourself up to not only receiving love from yourself, but giving love to somebody else. I love it.
Yes, absolutely.
So give them one more principle, and then we're going to check and see if there's anybody on Blog Talk Radio that has called in that wants to give a response. If you're already listening to us via Blog Talk Radio at 323 1-800-870-3764. Just go ahead and hit the number 1 on your touchtone phone. I'll see you in the studio, and then we'll try to get you in on the call before our time is up. And again, if you're watching on Facebook Live and Periscope, go ahead and leave those comments out there. Rosetta West is watching. Hey, Mama West, thanks for watching us on Facebook Live. Deanna Williams says, I have an alarm on my phone that gives me reminders to love life and myself. So I take time to give myself me time. I love it. That is a great one. Thanks for sharing that with us, Deanna Williams. So go ahead, Tracy. Give us some. Give us another tip from the book that you think is relevant for us this evening as we talk about love and worth.
You know, I could not, because they were part of the making of me. I could not leave out a section to talk about one of our, which should be one of our most prized possessions, are our children. You know, those of us that may have children that may not have biological children, but there's some young folks that have attached themselves to us and they look up to us. And I have a chapter, one of my principles is leave it in them, not just to them. You know, loving yourself enough and then giving that love away and pouring into some young people. You know, they are our future. And so one of the things that as a young mom that I was very big on was I wanted my children to know that they were loved. And it wasn't so much that I went and gave a dollar or talked about what the next Jordans that came out and all the things that we dress them up on the outside with, I put some things on the inside. And yes, I had 3 children by 3 different men when I was in that broken state. But I tell you what, I am a statistic, but I'm the one on the other side. Because as I loved them and taught them love and then slowly became to come into my own love, you know, I realized that your mess can turn into the message. You know,
that mess can
actually be that miracle that catapults you into the place that you need to be. So I like to use, I'm not ashamed of who I once was. I'm not her anymore, but I can talk about it because there may be a me out there. There may be that past tense me out there right now, and that's their future. But I like to talk about you, if you're a young mom, and you may be a single mom, you may not have that male in your life. I tell you what, you build and you pour into those children and you show them love like never before. And I guarantee you it will pay off because they'll grow up knowing how to love. You know, oftentimes there are people in broken relationships, but if we can get it right with our children, if we can get it right with the future, I just believe that we can begin to help heal ourselves as a society and as a community and loving one another. So go ahead.
Wow. Can I jump in on that? Can I give
Please.
You some so, you know, I was raised by what you may call a single parent. My mom was married, but my dad died when I was just 1 year old. So I didn't get a chance to know my dad. The only pictures the only thing I know about my dad is the pictures that I see. Never had a chance to talk to him. But because of that, you know, I got to see my mom as mom, as well as dad, as well as breadwinner, as well as disciplinarian, as well as the person, the doctor and the nurse. I got to see her in a lot of different lights as I grew up. Now, Tracy, I know there was probably some nights where she cried herself to sleep wondering why God had put all this on her, why God didn't keep the love of her life around, why did God take him away, why did God force her to have to work 2 jobs, why did God force her to have to take on the burden of taking care of 4 children by herself. But as I go into my 5th decade of life, I have learned so many lessons from that time. I've learned what it meant to get up and go get a job. I've learned what it meant to always be respectful. I learned what it meant to not to depend on somebody else to do the things that you can do yourself. I learned that if you are on time, you're late, and if you're early, you're on time.
But I wouldn't have learned any of those things unless God had put her in the situation where she was the person who showed me all those things. And so here's the point.
Yes.
Many single parents right now, just like you said, are wondering why they have to go through the mess. But therein is the message for your children. What you are going through is not for you or about you. It is for the people that are going to see what you're doing and get the message by your example. So you are worth it. You are more than enough to handle the burdens that you feel are on your shoulders. So like you said earlier, that's the story. The story we created is that these are burdens on my shoulder. But the reality is these are the messes that God has placed in your life so that you will have an unstoppable message for your children, and they will have a legacy of love because you went through that mess.
And that's absolutely right, Terrence. You know, I love it. Yes, and because, you know, there are those of us out there that had to, you know, work two and three jobs to make ends meet and do all these other things while people got to go to the amusement park and do, you know, all kinds of things and living life in a different way. But those of us that had children and but we understood that we had to stay in the race. We had to, even when it got hard, and I've heard it said the character cannot be developed in ease and quiet, but only through the experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. See, there's some of us that were single parents that understood that it was all up to us, that we were the chosen one. And so we had to make it work. There was nobody else to look to. When you look to your right and you look to your left, there was no one. That was our company. But there's something that God put in us, you know, and I think that our mentor, Dr. Reuben West, I've heard him talk many times about faith and fear and how they both require the same amount of energy. And I'm going to let him talk about that. But my goodness, what a revelation. You know, what a revelation to understand that, you know, I could hold on to fear or I could hold on to faith. And I think some of those times I just took a leap and I just leaped and ran with faith. I didn't know anything else, but I know that was because it was put in me. And there's some amazing things as your listeners are listening, and life might be rough right now, but understand you were chosen for that test. You were chosen for that test. Love yourself enough to embrace faith and press through. I guarantee you, you'll get there. You'll get
there. Yes, and yes, those are powerful words from our guest this evening, Tracy Ward, the Women's Empowerment Coach, hanging out with us on the Love Series, the Unstoppable Love Series on the Unstoppable Story Show. And she talked about faith, and I mentioned earlier, Reverend Aretha Tatum, she gave me this shirt this month talking about courage over fear, and she talks about faith. And if you're watching on Facebook Live or if you're watching on Periscope, I have in my hand a clear jar with three mustard seeds. And, you know, my favorite book, the number one undisputed book, as Dr. Ed Womack would say, says that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And I just want to add on to that. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, then you are worthy of moving that mountain, and you are more than enough to move that mountain and make a difference in every life that you come in contact with, just like Tracy is doing with the millions of girls and women that she touches each and every day with her coaching practice. So in the last couple of minutes, tell our audience, Tracy, how they can have a deeper relationship with you, maybe through your coaching or maybe through the purchase of your book or maybe coming to the next event that you have coming up. Go ahead and share that with them.
Absolutely. You know, as I talked, and if you found that you found yourself in a place where you said, you know what, I want to start giving, having a deep relationship. There's some things about me that I don't quite understand, or there's some goals and dreams that I want, and I need some help. I have a chapter in the book that also talks about getting a coach. It'll be the best thing that you could do for yourself. I did it. It changed my life. And if you do, I guarantee you it will change your life. So you're more than welcome to reach out to me. You can send me an email. I'm at Tracy, T-R-A-C-I dot Ward, W-A-R-D, at gmail.com. That's Tracy, T-R-A-C-I dot W-A-R-D, at gmail.com. Or you're welcome to reach out to me on my website page. It is www.iamenoughtw.com. Or if you're in one of the areas, I have a few speaking engagements that are coming up. I cannot wait to be in Flint, Michigan on March 11th with my sister, yes, my fellow Black Belter, and Dr. West. And I tell you that Daniela Coffee, my God, I can't wait to get in the house with Miss Kathy. There's so many awesome speakers that she's going to have at this RAISE conference on March 11th, and I am just so honored to be a part of it. And then maybe you're in the Georgia area. I'm going to be speaking with some other phenomenal speakers at Sheila Reynolds' conference, Wake Up, Rise Up, Live Up. It's March 31st in Savannah, Georgia. And let me tell you, it's going to be phenomenal. She's planning an awesome conference, and so I encourage you to get there. And then on May 13th, Robin West is doing her 5th annual Mother's Day Big Hats High Tea Social in Indianapolis, Indiana. And myself and Monique Tucker, who is another powerhouse, we're going to be speaking there. We are the guest speakers, and I can't wait to share that stage with my sister and us, just be able to just empower some women that day on May 13th. And so those are some of the things that I have coming up. I'm going to be kicking off the series, a forgiveness experience series, very soon, probably within the next 3 weeks I'm going to be doing that. So I encourage you to look for that on Facebook. And you can look me up on Facebook, either a Tracy Ward, or you can go to like my I Am Enough Movement TW page as well, Dr. Terrence.
Love it, love it. You've got a lot of things going on. You're definitely going to be seen in 2017, and I am so proud of you, my Black Belt speaker sister. Much love, much respect for you. Thank you for taking the time to let our audience know that they are not only worthy, that they are enough. I want you to continue to keep blessing people, and I want you, as always, you know, to go out and be unstoppable, Tracy. Thank you so much, okay?
I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to have this platform to speak to your audience, and you have an unstoppable night.
Not a problem. That is Tracy Ward, the women's empowerment expert and the author of the book I Am Enough, and So Are You, the 7 Principles to Break Through Life After Lies, Hurt, Guilt, and Shame. Well, you know what, guys? Despite the technical difficulties, I think this was a great show. You out in Facebook land and you out in Periscope, you guys throw up some hearts, throw up some likes real quick if you agree that this was a great show this evening. Thank you, Tony Fonte, for watching. Thank you, Brenda Tucker Jeffries. She said, amen to getting a coach. Yes, indeed, even coaches need coaches. So if you need someone to help you show your worth and to give love to yourself so that you can be loving to others, then you need to go ahead and get a coach as well. I want you to keep this date in mind, March 11th, 2017. The I Am Unstoppable show is going to be live at an event here in the Chicagoland area. So it's called, So You Say You Want to Get Married, the Marriage Expo event. And we're going to be showcasing some wonderful clients of Unstoppable Coaching. We've got Tavia Free Spirit Jordan of Bling 10, who was one of our sponsors. We've got Brenda Tucker Jeffries, who is an author of the book Mother of the Bride. She's a wedding strategist that is going to help you make your bride's day special by giving you the strategies ahead of time to avoid the pitfalls that you may encounter when planning that special day. And we've got a phenomenal couple. We've got the extraordinary everyday marriage duo, Sean and Dorian Nash, who are the upcoming authors of the book, Do You Love Me Still? And Do You Love Me Still talks about the first 7 years of marriage and beyond, their love story to help you who are thinking about getting married, who may have just been married, newlyweds, and a couple of years into it, or even you seasoned veteran married couples who just need a refresher and just need to refocus on what's going on in your marriage. It's a great event for you guys to come out, to network, maybe have a glass of wine, listen to some stories, and if you know somebody who's getting married, or if you have a daughter or a son who's looking to get married this month, get the opportunity to get information from the experts. So that's March 11th, 2017, here at the University of Chicago at the Miriam Cafe, part of the Smart Museum on the museum campus. You can go to my Facebook page or my Periscope page to get more information about it, or you can look out for the Eventbrite page that's going to be coming shortly this week. That's a wrap. Thank you guys for joining me. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Remember this, and let this be your unstoppable thought of the week. You were created, which makes you worthy. You were created by an awesome God, which makes you enough. You were created by a God who has no limitations on what he can do for your life and in your life. And hey, that makes you unstoppable. So go out, love yourself, then go tell somebody else you love them this day. And let's make Valentine's Day, like Tony Fonte said earlier in the Facebook post, let's make this Valentine's Day every day. We have more positive posts like days like today, then we can forget about all the bad things that are happening in the world, and we may just open up some bad people's hearts to find the love that's inside of them. And we'll stop the killing, we'll stop the violence, we'll stop the fear, we'll stop the animosity, we'll stop the discrimination, we'll stop all of those things, and the world will just have love. And isn't there a song that said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love? No, not just for some, but for everyone. That's my wish for you this Valentine's Day. Love for each and every one of you. I ain't got nothing but love for you. Now, as I always say, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Don't just make it a great day. Make it an unstoppable day. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care, family.